Now, we've got Steve Waugh, who's called in on the line. G'day, Steve.
G'day, boys.
Did you see those pictures last night with Aaron Finch?
No, I didn't know. I was busy, mate. So what did I miss?
You missed the Australian 2020 captain nearly being burnt alive.
By one of those flamethrowers on the sideline.
On the boundary rope.
Yeah, well, that's been an issue for a number of years. What happens to Brett Lindley got cleaned up by, I remember, at Trent Bridge, someone let one of those rockets off and just missed him in a game. So, yeah, that's pretty threatening for a while, that sort of stuff.
Now, talking about being burnt, you're actually an ambassador reminding us all about skin cancer.
Great segue, Graham.
Yeah, no, you're right. Bloom's a chemist. They've got these sun awareness clinics where you can go in and get your cancer spot checked, and that's something from now till the 12th of December in Queensland and New South Wales. You get a one-on-one consultation. You go in there, I guess a risk assessment, depending on your skin type. There's a camera that sort of has a look over your skin just to see where there's some issues, and then you get some advice leading on from that, but it's really raising awareness because it's a major issue in Australia.
And look, I mean, it's important. I sort of struggled with a bit of this 7 or 8 years ago, and you've got to keep monitoring it. I think people don't think that they've got too many troubles, and some go and find out they have, and it's a major surprise.
Yeah, and it's generally when it's really advanced. I mean, a lot of this is preventable if you get early detection. So, you know, we have the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. Queensland in particular is very severe, and we have 1,500 deaths a year from melanoma. So it is a major problem going forward. We want to educate as many people as possible, particularly young kids, and this is one way of doing it, by going to your local Bloom's chemist and getting checked out.
Well, it's not cool sunbaking. That's the bigger thing. Mind you, I've seen you with the shirt off. This is a very good campaign for you.
Yeah, have a look in the mirror, mate. I don't plan on sunbaking. I always thought it was overrated, but I'd be rather playing sport than sunbaking.
Absolutely. Mind you, on that, when Graham and Toff and yourself and I were all playing cricket, I didn't know this, but our cricket shirts, they were not protecting you, per se, even though you had a long sleever on.
No, you're right, mate. Even when I was growing up, I remember all we used to do was put the zinc on the nose, and it all would be okay. These days, you've got to do much better than that. There's protective clothing, but get the proper hat on, and then obviously the sun cream. And I think our young kids are much more educated than we were, but you're never too old to sort of learn and to change your ways, but we've got to be more vigilant.
Just a quick one, Steve, because we've got to go to the news in break in a second. A tough schedule this year for our summer. I mean, we look just off balance coming out of Pakistan, start of the 2020.
Yeah, we were. Look, I think it threw us out of kilter. We didn't expect that result in Pakistan. I mean, they played incredible cricket when you think about Pakistan.
So yeah, they did.
We didn't know half their names. I mean, they were a really good unit. And they Ms. Barlow-Huxton did a great job as captain. So they totally outplayed us, and that was a major surprise for everyone. So it has shocked us a bit, and follow up with another pretty severe loss yesterday. So we've got to get back on track sooner rather than later, because there's a lot of cricket coming up, and it's very compact leading into the World Cup.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time. Good luck with the Sun Awareness campaign.
Well done, Tucker.
Thanks for calling in. Good on you.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Steve.